Also, ladies and gentlemen, I may be forced into taking drastic action. Listen to this. Al Gore won praise. He was in Oslo yesterday. He won praise from a man with the power to change lives, the head of the Nobel Peace Prize Committee, after he gave a speech, Gore did, urging more action to fight global warming. Ole Danbolt Majoes, if I'm pronouncing that right, said that Al Gore's speech was a very important message after hearing Al Gore, a nominee for the Nobel Peace Prize, say the planet was under threat from a buildup of greenhouse gases mainly caused by humans burning fossil fuels. Well, Gore's over there lobbying. That's cheap. You're not supposed to lobby for this thing. You're supposed to have dignity. You're supposed to sit back there and let the selection process take its course. But there's Gore over there lobbying for the Nobel Peace Prize. I'm not doing that. As you know, I'm an accredited nominee this year for the Nobel Peace Prize, and I'm not over there speaking to these people about anything. We submitted our application full of qualifications, the resume, all of the support materials. We're not going over there trying to influence these people. And their votes. Stein Tonnesen, head of the International Peace Research Institute in Oslo, said, "I have Gore as a clear favorite here for the Peace Prize. I think the committee will be unable to resist the temptation to add their voice to concerns about global warming. Objections include that former U.S. President Jimmy Carter won only in 2002. It may be too soon for another U.S. Democrat to win." They're going to announce the 07 prize winner in October. I don't even know why Gore is qualified for this. What in the hell does global warming have to do with world peace? I have done more for world peace to promote liberty and freedom than Al Gore has. My lawyers at the Landmark Legal Foundation are looking into the possibility of filing an objection with the Nobel Committee over the unethical tampering for this award that Al Gore is engaging in. This is clearly above and beyond the pale. I mean, this might happen in high school class president elections and so forth, but this is shameless. It's not just tampering, it's pandering. Al Gore flying. Look at the carbon footprint. Look at the carbon footprint just to get over there and make a speech. He could have made a DVD in his mansion in Nashville, outside Nashville, and sent that, but he flew over there to give a speech about global warming, and of course the Nobel Committee is one of the principals there was in attendance and made some very positive comments about this. Al Gore actually behaving in a way totally opposite that which he recommends in his movie. And they're sitting over there going gaga. And to me, this is unethical. This is tampering with the entire process. So we're looking into the possibility. We're considering filing an objection with the Nobel Committee over the unethical tampering Al Gore is engaging in his quest to win the Nobel Peace Prize, awarded in October of this year.